Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our pleasure to be with you today. We're sincerely thankful to be here. And most importantly, we hope that you're all healthy and happy. We hope that you're looking forward to spending some time with your loved ones over the next holiday coming up, Thanksgiving. And always remember to be thankful and to be giving, because that's what Thanksgiving is all about. And that's what we should be about every single day. Your Future Is Now is probably brought to you by the 6-Minute Webinar. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And today we've got a wonderful guest, a wonderful lady that we know. Her name is Tamara Hunter, and I call her Tamara Sue for short. And she's going to be taking us kind of like on a flashback in a way, the tour of love. Mr. Bill, we've known Tamara for some time, and she's just a fantastic lady, does great work, doesn't she, brother?
Amazing work. And her whole, as we get into the show today, and the work that she's doing is so, so, so important. And Tamara is so committed to it. It's a pleasure to have her on the show, Jim.
It truly, truly is. And most importantly, not only are we good friends with Tamara, but we're all affiliated with each other, and she's an affiliate of the 6-Minute Webinar. And Bill, would you be kind enough to share just a little bit about what the 6-Minute Webinar is with the folks today so they could go to the 6MinuteWebinar.com and check it out, sir?
Well, things are getting exciting at the 6-Minute Webinar. We have a new member on the team. And the 6-Minute Webinar is a really simple, easy, effective way to communicate directly to your perfect customer. They're fun to create, and they're very, very, very effective. And Jim, the new member on our team is a gentleman by the name of Script Pal.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I met Script Pal. Tell the folks about him.
Oh my gosh. We have it set up now. I mean, the 6-Minute Webinar is amazing because it takes you to a place of clarity that's astounding. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest conflicts is, in order to cover, there's 12 different points that you have to cover to have a really effective webinar that gives you a powerful call to action. We have that all compressed into 6 minutes, and it can't be more than 800 words. Mm-hmm. And we have developed this new program called Script Pal. Mm-hmm. And all people have to do now is go answer a series of questions, hit the submit button, and in less than a minute, ScriptPal sends them an email where they can just go download their script.
Yeah. You know what, Bill? When I first saw that and Don showed it to me, I went, holy smokes, he just took the work right out of that, because anybody can do that. If you can answer a question, I mean, it's just, oh, goodness. It ScriptPal is, oh, a partner, my goodness gracious, best friend that a business person could have. That's the way I describe it. How about you?
And it's fun to do, you know. But there's two aspects to the 6-Minute Webinar. Mm-hmm. One is the framework to accomplish those 12 objectives. Mm-hmm. The second one is your niche, who you serve, how you serve people.
Yeah.
This takes all the confusion out of trying to get your information into the framework, and you only have to focus on your niche. We're having so much fun playing with it. It's in its second iteration right now. And we're going to be doing a boot camp December 12th, three-hour boot camp, where we're introducing ScriptPal, and we're going to take everybody through the process.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're real excited about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Folks, all the information is going to be that Bill shared. We're going to put it in the description of the show so you can check it out, and please share it with others. But, Bill, would you be so kind as to welcome Tamara Hunter to the show, sir?
You know, I will. I want to just Tamara is a woman that I met like 3 years ago, and who I'm not going to talk about what she does. I want to talk about who she is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let her tell us what she does. This woman is so committed to her cause that she's setting benchmarks that anyone should follow if you want to be success. This is a huge cause that she has going. And
Amen.
She has worked relentlessly with a commitment that has just made all of our eyes open wide, setting an example for all of us. Tamara, you're very, very impressive. Why don't you tell us about what you're doing? Because I'd rather have you tell it, because it's just so rich and authentic and true. So good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Bill, and good morning, Jim, and such a pleasure to be here the Friday before the big holiday here in the United States of Thanksgiving, and my thanks of the two of you giving me this opportunity to be here on your platform and share, yes, a cause that my whole being is devoted to, and every single day I show up to it, the commitment is that much more real. It is absolutely the reason that I feel that I am here on this earth right now. We have a period of time that we've been given. You talk about being thankful. I am thankful for the year 2020. Not everybody will agree with me. However, it's a matter of how we look at something. 2020 vision, right? And the vision that my commitment and my cause is all about is possibly what people would say simple. However, is it easy? Let's just say it's been a challenge. However, we are accomplishing it. And it comes down to this, that if I was to ask, and I know the answer for both of you, but if I was to ask your audience this, have you or anyone you know ever heard these three words, you have cancer, would you be raising your hand? I'm going to ask one more question of the audience, and that is, have you ever known someone that knows someone that has heard those three words, you have cancer? And the reality of it is this, that here in the year 2020, that nearly everyone, if not in truth, everyone would be raising their hand when I asked this question in a huge auditorium back in the day when we could do that. And you both have been there when I've done this, and every single time everybody is standing because I ask people to stand rather than to raise their hand. I don't want there to be any question. There's no one sitting. And
yeah.
The whole premise of what it is that I show up every day to do is to ease the suffering of the isolation that happens when someone is affected by cancer, either themselves or someone that they love. And then with what we are calling the pandemic, also known as COVID, we opened our doors to those people that are feeling isolated and alone, that are feeling hopeless, to say, you know what? We're healing through connection. Come be a part of a community where you can have humor, hope, heart, hugs, and a whole lot of love shared with you.
You're exactly right, because that's what people need in their hour of need. They need to know that someone cares about them. And as you were saying that, it reminded me of when Bill Heinrich made the suggestion, let's do the messages of inspiration and hope and support, doing a webinar series, just reaching out to people in their hour of need, because a lot of people were, you know, suffering and they were scared. And some people were in solitary confinement when we were all confined to our homes. And the end result of that is because when you give from the heart, it's going to take you to new horizons. And that's exactly what happened to us. In fact, Tamara, you're the one that got us on E360 TV, and you got a show there too, don't you, girl?
I do. I do. It's called the Service Hero Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we share the inspiring stories of those inspiring others. You both have been on the show, and then you both have been honored as the service heroes that you are. And I truly believe that each and every one of us has a service hero inside of us.
Oh, yeah. You're exactly right, because all of us have that very unique and special gift where we can reach out and touch someone and even change their life or make their day a little brighter. And that's what we really should do. And Tamara, you do a wonderful job of that. I mean, you just, my goodness gracious. I know Bill will agree with me, because Bill, we've seen her in action. And I mean, she just has that loving, kind heart. She just reaches out and just kind of grabs you, doesn't she?
It's absolutely true, Jim. And it makes such a difference. And, you know, I know that when you started the Service Hero Show, somebody challenged you to do it. Didn't they do one a day for a year or something like that, Tamara?
Yeah, 365 days of awesomes.
Yeah.
And then they went with celebrate success through service. I didn't even at that time know how to bring someone on. However, I knew we were going to be sharing service heroes from the very beginning, but I did not call it a show back in those days.
Oh, goodness. We're in the same boat there. And we first started out with the message of inspiration, hope, and support. I was the host of the show and just operating off of Zoom and doing Facebook Lives. And I was, you know, I was like you, Tamara. I didn't know it was a show. It turned into a show without me knowing it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got about 10 seconds left where we got a break for a commercial, but we were with Tamara Hunter, and she is a lady that's a cancer survivor. She's going to be putting on a great show, The Tour of Love. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
You can burn as many calories in 45 minutes of yard work as in 30 minutes of aerobics. Yard work is a total body workout consisting of pushing, pulling, lifting, and carrying. Using a push mower alone can burn 300 to 500 calories in an hour. Raking and bagging with a pooking fork, that's a fork often used in gardening, burns about 330 calories per hour. Cleaning and digging with the Dibble, that little hand spade, can burn approximately 400 calories an hour. Stay fit by horb-gorbling. That's just puttering around the yard. To me, a perfect summer day is when the sun is shining, the birds are singing, and the lawnmower is broken.
It's marching day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at 6-Minute Webinar. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And today, me and Mr. Bill Heinrich, we are joined by a wonderful lady that just, she's made a career of just sharing her heart. And my goodness gracious, when it comes to giving, this lady has no boundaries. There is no choke chain on her at all, nothing to hold her back. And Bill, we've seen her in action, and she is very, very special, isn't she, sir?
Oh, there's absolutely no question about it, Jim. No question about it. You know, I talked about Tamara's commitment, and Tamara, I want you to just take a minute and talk a bit about, we won't talk about the tour of love yet. I want to talk about what's led up to that and talk about Chemo Buddies a little bit and how you started Chemo Buddies and that why you're doing the tour of love to support Chemo Buddies.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. And well, yes, you two have been there nearly from the beginning and been a very huge part of my support team, which has meant the world for me, because whenever you're taking something out that is absolutely needed in the world, you need that kind of support. And what it is, it's actually Chemo Buddies for Life. And we're in the process of a name change, to be honest with you. So we're calling it CB4L.org, CB4L.org. And what it is that think of a, I tease saying, think of an online dating service comes to cancer world and with an element of community and teaching for you to be able to have healing in three different areas, because we believe in healing through connection within yourself, within buddies, and within community. And the reason I'm so devoted to this is because I am one of the two original buddies that this is patterned after. And due to a significant event, I was going through treatment for my own cancer chapter, not cancer, cancer chapter in the full chapter of my world, my life book. And I met a buddy. And the two of us became known as Double Trouble and also the Party Bus. And our doctors and our nurses said, we need more of you guys. We need more of that Double Trouble stuff. We need more of that Party Bus stuff, because they noticed a frequency change. They saw a difference in their patients and within the treatment area. They said they even knew when the car hit the pavement of the parking lot, because they noticed a shift, a change of frequency. You know, we were raising the vibration within the healing area, and they encouraged me to take this to the world. And due to some other personal experiences that I saw how much the need was, I show up every single day so that we can make a difference in this world for the one.
And you also have two things. Number one, you also expand that to anyone that is suffering from any type of a life-threatening disease or anything like it. And you also have a journal. Would you share that with us, please?
Oh, the Celebration Journal. Yes, yes. People are, when I first, I'm one of the co-authors on that. And when I first started it, it's called Celebration Journal, full of love, health, and amazing success. And it is basically our workbook for the buddies, what we call ourselves. And it's something that, no, you can't find it on Amazon or anything. Guys, no, we give this thing away for free. And what it is 100 pages plus of a workbook, a journal, an area that you can doodle, something to help you to get through and understand that, like you were saying, Jim, we all have life happening to us every day or with us every day. It's a matter of how we look at it. And we can have success no matter what. And I challenge people. I know people are going to say, well, wait a minute, Tamara, fire. Wait a minute, Tamara, hurricane. Wait a minute. No, I'm not going to wait a minute. I'm sorry. I am sorry that I am going to show up to life because today is the present. Today is the present, and it's a gift because the gift of today is a present. And no matter what we're looking through and looking at, we have a choice. And that's what the Celebration Journal is all about, is to help us with that, you know, gratitude. We're going into the Thanksgiving week here in the U.S. Canada had it not long ago. And we need to be reminded to always show up, no matter what, with gratitude. And then be willing to laugh, right? Humor, hope, heart, hugs, and a whole lot of love. There you go. I'm sorry, Bill, what?
Well, how do people use the journal? Talk a little bit more about it.
Thank you for asking that. It's really, we outlined it, and so it can be very personal. Many people have never journaled before, so we even give just simple list, you know, little pointers on what a journal is all about. It starts off, believe it or not, about the Yellow Brick Road, and it talks about those tornadoes in our lives and how we could go on. You know, we may start in what we think is the black and white world, and then we go into the color world, and then we find out because we're looking for something. And then in the end, we find out it was always there. And that's kind of the premise of the journal, too, is for us to be able to really to heal through connection. It may sound, again, easel, three words, healing through connection. How do you start? Well, the Celebration Journal is one of the ways, and we help people to do that. And we have areas where if someone doesn't want to write, but they oftentimes even therapists and such, and I worked with some to really come up with this simple program. And that was, you know, sometimes you just get those crayons out and you start doodling, or you get your pencil or pen out and you put that pen there and you just let it flow, whatever is going to work for someone. And oftentimes when they've come to us for this, they're at a point where they need to get it out. They need to know that whatever it is that they think is so big inside that is making them literally sick, that they can actually heal through it and then celebrate. And we celebrate with them. We have a community of so much love that we're there to celebrate as they are discovering their own amazing success full of love and health.
I remember one of the things you said about the Celebration Journal. There's a page in there, or a section in there, where you reward yourself, you treat yourself, and you called it Chocolate Day. Because everyone needs a little, you know, a special time to treat themselves. And, you know, like I tell people on their birthday, today's your birthday, so just remember all birthday cakes and all the snacks that you enjoy, all the desserts, those are health food on your birthday.
I love that you bring that up, because a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, you lost me now, Jim. You're talking about cancer and you're talking about chocolate. And it's metaphoric, if not real. And it comes, and I talk about this in the Celebration Journal, it comes from when I was a single mom, and a lot of people that have, you know, my cancer was cancer, diagnosis of breast cancer, and many women and men will say, oh, yeah, I know her story already. And yeah, okay, so I was a single mom, and we had some real traumatic stuff that took place. However, it's a matter of how we show up to our day, again, that present, the gift. And so when my kids were little and we were really struggling one reason or another, what I ended up doing is I would every once in a while call a chocolate day. Okay. And they loved it when I did that. And it was like, okay, you can stay in your jammies. Maybe we'll go to the grocery store. We'll get some chocolate because we were not real big sweet people. However, we would do that. And we would watch movies. We would do all. And it was one day, only one day. And then the next day we would show up, let the sun shine again, no matter if it was cloudy or not. And yet the sunshine in our heart, we would make our beds because make your bed, change the world, right? Okay. It's intention. We would show up to the day with a smile, being grateful, and the chocolate day was over. So chocolate days are metaphoric. Some people actually take them literal. I don't judge. I'm a non-judgment zone.
Well, if you tell me it's chocolate day, I'm going to take that literally, and I will fudge and eat some chocolate. I don't know about Bill, but I will. The book said eat chocolate. I mean, is this hard?
It's in print, honey. It's in print.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really amazing, though, because it's really important to treat yourself. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I was just... We only have a couple minutes before a break, but what are, how do I want to say this? What's some of the feedback you've gotten from people using the journal?
Oh, well, I want to say that one of our buddies that came, she immediately, we only had it in a PDF form, and she had such success with it and appreciated it so much that she actually printed up on her own as a donation and gave them to us four buddies, printed copies that we could then mail out. It was that deep of, you know, she just had such, she had never found anything like it, and she felt it was so important for people to be able to actually have in their hand. And to me, you know, that right there, along with so many people. In fact, I will say this as we're getting ready to wrap up right now, is that it has encouraged some of my buddies to actually become authors and write their stories for a memory for themselves of this period of time going into the future. Yeah.
So before we go to commercial, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, before we go to commercial break, those of you that's interested in learning more about this journal, you go to cb4l.org. That's C as in Charlie, B as in Bravo, the number 4, L as in Lima.org. And we got a break for a commercial break, but we'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
July 29th is National Talk in an Elevator Day. Why do you suppose people suddenly get so quiet as soon as they get in the elevator? Proxemics is the study of personal space. When personal space is invaded, such as in a crowded elevator, people can get uncomfortable and avoid eye contact, which explains why people going up seem to look at the ceiling, while people going down look mostly at the floor. What would be a good word for the fear of riding in an elevator? Up-or-down-a-phobia, lift-a-phobia, perhaps. National Talk in an Elevator Day is supposed to help calm the fear of crowded elevators. If you don't have anything to say, you can always whistle. What's a word for a professional whistler? A siffleur.
It's Margin Neighbor.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with you. We're so glad that you've joined us. We're visiting with Tamara Hunter and Mr. Bill. She is just laying some good information on us. Isn't you, sir?
Hello.
Someone has their speakers on.
Okay, not me. I'm getting the feedback. Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for that. That's one of the things about live radio is that when things go wrong, everybody hears it at the same time. Tamara, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and talk a little bit more about the Tour of Love, if you would, please.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that, Jim. The Tour of Love. Picture this. Some bright colored flowers. Some kind of a van, kind of bus thing, you know. We won't say the brand name, but we all know what we're talking about. Those days of groovy, you know, and all of the above. A lot of fun songs, the anthem, the time of what people call the decade of love. And some would say that's the 60s or that's the 70s. Well, yes, we're going to say it's all of the above. And we are going on the Tour of Love, and it is taking off, and it will be 36 hours live on the live area of the E360 TV platform, of which I want to welcome you, Jim, and the show that is going to be starting this next in a short period of time, and on Cyber Monday, which is November 30th at noon Pacific. We will be kicking off the Tour of Love for 36 hours, going straight into what is known as the largest philanthropic day of the year, and that is Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is on December the 1st this year, 2020. It is the third year in a row that we have taken the stand to become, if you will, the next Jerry Lewis telethon that has come to the digital age. And it is all for buddies. It is all for cb4l.org. That is who's going to be benefiting from the Tour of Love. And we have two goals with it. Well, let's say three, actually, because we want all of you to show up and be entertained. So that's going to be number one. Number two is that we are going to be enrolling buddies. And number three, we're going to be raising funds, because it does take funds to be able to run a nonprofit the size that ours is.
That's really amazing, because I was really blown away, because in addition to the Tour of Love, I mean, I'm going to jump back here for just about 10 seconds. You're also a lady that just won you've won about a year ago, the World's Next Impactor, because you truly make an impact on everyone. And the folks at E360 TV, they're so excited to have you on board. And for this marathon that you're putting on, the Tour of Love, share with the people, if you would, please, some of the folks that's going to be on that marathon.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes. Well, in like style, you know, of the Jerry Lewis Telethon, you know, you got to think in terms of what was the platform that they used. They used TV, and TV back in the day only had so many networks, and they brought the stars out, they said, you know, at night. The stars came out to support the telethon. Well, we're doing the same thing. And, you know, many people remember Melissa Manchester. Melissa Manchester, Looking Through the Eyes of Love, one of my very favorite songs, so many others. She is one of my co-hosts. She's going to be helping to co-host as we wrap into the evening of Giving Tuesday at 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific. Mm. And we have many number one Billboard artists, musicians, and art singers. You know, who didn't just love Prince and his band? Mm. Well, the saxophone player, Marcus Anderson, amazing talent. He is with us. And then who likes to laugh? We have comedy acts from all over the world that are involved. And then, of course, the stories that are going to inspire people to know that we can make a difference, because the bottom line is this, Jim, is, you know, we are looking at 2020 going into 2021. We have been told that if we don't do anything different by the year 2030, there is going to be an increase in cancer in the less affluent countries up to 80%.
Whoa.
And in the more affluent countries, 40%. And right now, you know, that room that when I asked that question, everybody is standing. Can you imagine this? I am saying no more. We need to make a stop of this. And we are doing that with something by the name of Tour of Love. Yes, because you know what? Love is an energy that heals. It heals the planet. It heals through frequency. And then we, for this last year, within our buddies and within our network, we have been doing exactly what the World Health Organization tells us needs to be done to cut those percentages down by 30%. By 30%, we can do that with what we've been putting into place this last year. So we need this delivery system to go out there, and we have partnered again with E360 TV, and we will be live streaming for 36 hours of fun, a tour of love, to 80 million screens throughout the world. Yes.
That's amazing, because that's the wonderful thing that we're excited about being on E360 TV, because Aaron and folks over there, they do such a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you can tell your family, your friends that, hey, I'm going to be on the TV. And if you get on the right channel at the right time that I'm on, guess what? You can watch me on your big screen TV. I mean, that is pretty, that's very impressive. But let me ask you a question. This is going to be recorded and available for folks that can't be there the whole 36 hours. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Think about on demand. Who loves on demand? Who loves, you know, like the streaming systems that we can have, the Rokus? Yes, it's going to be on Roku. It will be live on Roku. But also, what is it about Roku? You can watch anything at any time. Will be in that situation where you will be able to watch it at any time. However, you want to be live at we have people I know that will be with us, if not the whole time, much of it. Mm-hmm. And then we will be streaming also into social media. And some social media, Facebook and YouTube, will be live. And we will be an hour delay on IGTV, Twitter, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. So all of the social media platforms, we will have it available either live or with a delay. And so that anybody at any time, plus you can always go to the www.e360tv.com or into your app store. and get the E360 TV app, and you'll be able to at any time, watch. So bottom line is this, we're making it very, very, very accessible, because when it comes down to us as a global family kicking the power of cancer to the curb and saying, hey, I'm taking my 60 go-go boots and the flower in my hair, and I am kicking your power to the curb, and I'm doing it with the tour of love. Groovy, man. I'll tell you, groovy.
That's going to really be a fun thing, because having good, clean, fun entertainment that comes from the heart, because Bill is all about, love and abundance, because once you start sharing love to others and, helping others in their hour of need, the abundance just rushes in on you. That's what surprises me so much. I mean, people ask me, so how'd you do it? How did you get, how did the little webinar series grow to be on, to be accepted on the E360 TV? And I said, well, believe it or not, it got its own heartbeat, because when you start sharing with love and you come into abundance, the energy will just lead you where you need to be. It just kind of like leads you to the light. That's a good way of putting it. Wouldn't you agree there, Tamara?
Oh, yeah. And I want to even take it that much further, in that it is going to lead people. And we are a global family. We're a global family. And we need to just really embrace that. And we can lead our health and our generational health. Because when you have health, you have everything. That is, and we can change the way that we are looking at the world through the eyes of love. Yes. Melissa Manchester, love that song. And with those, through the eyes of healing love.
Oh, yeah.
We can change those numbers, and a world of health is what we are really looking to achieve, and help those people that right now are feeling lonely and isolated, and we can make a difference for them today. Yes.
Especially when they're isolated, they're lonely, and they're worried and scared. And, that's a horrible place to be. And for someone that's, would like to get information to someone that they know that's suffering from cancer that could be a benefit for the journal, would you be kind enough, Tamara, to give your website again, please? We got about 15 seconds before we go to break.
Sure. For the journal and for the buddies, go to cb4l.org. Charlie Bravo, number 4, Lima, did you say? .org. Yes, yes.
I love that phonetic alphabet, because that's something everybody understands. And yes, please send people there. And the description will be in the description of the show, all the information there. We're getting ready for break, and Bill will be back with us once we get our audio all cleared up. Thank you much. We'll be right back.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Have you ever wondered where the terms used in computer speak originated?
The word cookie, that packet of information that travels between a browser and web server, is named after the fortune cookie, a cookie with an embedded message. Rebooting the computer is literally pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. The name Google was originally coined in 1938 by Milton Sirota, nephew of mathematician Edward Kasner, during a discussion of large numbers. Google is the number one, followed by 100 zeros. The word Yahoo was originally invented by Jonathan Swift and used in his book Gulliver's Travels. It's a derogatory term for a person who is repulsive in appearance. Yahoo founders Jerry Yang and David Filo selected the name because they considered themselves Yahoos.
It's Martin Neighbor.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, we've just had a wonderful show here. Mr. Bill is going to try to reconnect with us. He's had communication problem or connection problems, and that's when we had the echo in there. We apologize for that. But I'm with Tamara Hunter. She's, in fact, she's our guest today, a wonderful lady, and oh, my goodness gracious. She's got, there's going to be three different websites on available in the description. We got the cb4l.org. C is in Charlie, B is in Bravo, 4 is in the number 4, L is in Lima.org. And Tamara also has her own personal website, Tamara L. Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, TamaraLHunter.com. She has an ebook there that she'd love to give you called Change the World. And the Tour of Love also has a website. It's called TourofLove.org. When people go to the tourofLove.org, what will they see?
They're going to see fun. They're going to see a lot. You know, think that it, right there at the top of the page, there is a video that is sharing some of the different stars and the different entertainment that people are going to be seeing. It has all the images. We have an amazing team of volunteers, and every single person that works within our organization is a volunteer. I want people to know that this is a volunteer and community ran. Our buddies helped to run our nonprofit 501c3. So all of what we are building, it goes straight back into the actual community that is serving those that are affected by cancer and now, like you said, other life-threatening issues and that feeling of isolation. We must, and we are, we are making a difference throughout the world. And the Tour of Love, the image, I mean, guys, if I could just explain even the logo. When people see the logo, I actually now got to a point where I want to be on camera. I want to see someone's face when they first see that logo. Every single time, it's a smile. I see people just light up like, oh, I love this. Show me more. So when they go to the page, you immediately are welcomed by video that's kind of like, oh, yeah, groovy, man. I've got my groovy on. Let's keep going. And then you find out more. And we right now, I just was on with our team last night that we are even producing a hybrid. We don't do anything normal at our group. We're like, okay, yeah, we're throwing everything upside down and all around because we can, because this is a community that says, okay, what are we going to do to make a difference throughout the world and change something that, you know, you can't keep doing the same thing, right? They say, you know, that you won't get any kind of a different result. Well, so we throw everything upside down, and we're doing a hybrid e-book or an e-magazine that is looks like an old-fashioned TV guide. Who used to love to get the TV guide to be able to say, what is my next, you know, who's going to be on my next favorite show or whatever it may be. We are producing that kind of like playbill from the theater meets an e-magazine that is going to be showing up front and center when we go live. Wow. And, you know, We even have a little store. People, like, they love our mugs. I've always got a Tour of Love mug, and they're like, oh, I want one of those. Okay, well then, you know, every single red cent, if you will, from even the store goes straight to the buddies. It goes straight to the program. And so you can find the store right there too and get your own Tour of Love mug or merchandise. Yeah.
I could just picture some guy sitting at home there and he'll say, honey, we still got any beads or sandals or candy colored striped pants in the closet. But you know, Tamara, what really floors me, and I really do appreciate, and I know a lot of people out there will too, is the fact that you're able to bring together a lot of big name people, and these people are volunteers, because I get turned off when they bring on these paid speakers, you know, trying to, you know, because a lot of the money is absorbed in the production and not for the content of the calls. And Tamara, I got to salute you on that, because I know your heart, and you, and folks, if that's not giving, I don't know what is. You know what I mean? And so, Tamara, thank you so much for that. I want to say that.
Well, thank you. And thank you for recognizing that, because that's a big part. Not one person, not one of these stars, not one person that's involved with this is being paid. Not one. Not one. Not one. And even E360 TV they actually are helping, excuse me, they're helping to put the word out. We have actually, I want to recognize one of the stars that's come, and he's not making a big deal of it, so I won't say the name, but he even got his management, his agent, his talent agent and management team to give us a helping hand. So not only are they coming and performing, they are bringing volunteers with them to get this message out there, because the bottom line is this: each one of them either personally has been touched or they have someone that really meant a lot to them that was touched, may have recovered, or may have gained their wings, but they remember what they went through. And all I keep hearing is, I wish you would have been here when my person, or when I was going through this.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is, I want to help someone else not go through what I went through.
Yeah.
And that's where the magic comes together. Mm. And you, Jim, and Bill both have been there, as you know, because, I'm up in the middle of the night, and sometimes I'll go to bed in the middle of the night for a nap. However, other than that, I put my seatbelt on, and I'm working on this, because my payback is because I couldn't be there for my mom when she needed me, because I was going through my own cancer journey and she had superbugs, and I could not relieve her pain. And I think about that every single day. And so as we are approaching the taking off, the kicking off of the Tour of Love, I actually think every single day of my mom, and I think of her and her, you know, her in her 60s and 70s, it was actually the 60s and 70s. Yeah. And I think of her because she was one of those that she and my uncle actually did have one of those kind of bands, and he had the wild hair and he had the bell bottoms, and he actually did go to San Francisco because he was an artist. Yes. Mm, okay. Yeah. So I think about them, and both of them have gained their wings, and I honor them. And I think about, now we have an opportunity to take the fun and take the energy and the anthems and the movement of We Can Change the World to each other through a delivery system that was designed for today. And we can do that together. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the one thing about love is that the more you give, the more you get. I mean, it's just like oxygen. You just never run out of it. And, you know, Tamara, I'm just really, you know, amazed because I've known you for several years. I've seen you in action on stage. I know who you are in your heart. And my goodness gracious, for you to be able to put this tour of love together and attract the people, because I really believe during this day and time, a lot of people are sick and tired of the negative things going on. And I'm just going to leave that there. But most importantly, I think they are anemic to be able to share love and positive messages with others and to be a helping hand and do what they can to, you know, just reach out and say, hey, we care. We care about you. We care about our fellow, you know, our fellow human being. And that's the, because you got to love yourself first. And when you do that, then you can love others. And that's, I mean, you're just, you bubble over with love. I mean, you're just a love fountain, girl.
Well, thank you. And one thing you just said, I think we need to really look at, reach out.
Yes.
So many people right now are feeling like, wait a minute, Jim, no, we can't reach out anymore. We've been restricted from that. Absolutely no. Guys, I want you to rethink your thinking. Mm-hmm. We are not restricted from that. We can reach out to each other right now. Right now, we are reaching out to you. And so let's do this together. It is called the Tour of Love. You can find out more about it at the Tour of Love.org. It's spelt traditional, Tour of Love.org. Join the tour, and together we can change the world through love. And in doing that, we will help to change the way cancer is done throughout the world for the one person out there.
Yeah, we didn't have much time to talk about it. But one thing for sure is that when you have laughter in your spirit, that is a tremendous tool to bat any kind of disease or anything like that, because it just puts the icing on the cake of whatever you're trying to do to be able to overcome any affliction in your body.
Yes, and yes. We say it very simply like this, Jim. Sorry to step on the words.
Go ahead.
We say, have you had your daily dose of laughter today?
Oh, I like that. That goes right along with that chocolate thing you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Hey, we have fun. Everything we do, we make sure we have fun.
Yeah, we got about 1 minute left. Again, Tamara's websites. You can go to CB4L, that's Charlie Bravo 4 Lima.org. And you can go to Tamara L. Hunter, HUNTER.com, to get our free ebook of Change the World. And also, please visit the Tour of Love.org and be sure and tune in on E360TV.com. And again, you're going to be starting real quickly. Just give your dates.
Yeah, we're November the 30th at noon Pacific, straight through 36 hours through to midnight on December the 1st. Join us on the Tour of Love.
Wow, that's amazing, Tamara. I'm really looking forward to it. And thank you so much for being with us today and sharing all this wonderful information. All this stuff will be in the description of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please share it with others. And most importantly, if you know someone who could benefit from the information here, please let them know. I'm Jim Grant. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful day.